You're listening to Arise and Shine, the podcast, and today you get to hang out one-on-one with me, Nicole. I'm so pleased that you've decided to join me today, and I hope that the message I bring is exactly what you need to hear to feel encouraged wherever you are. Life is a journey, and I'm so glad to be doing this journey with you. So let's dive into today's reflection. And hey, if you want to get in touch with me personally, I'll be hanging out in our Facebook community group. Hope to see you there. Goodbye. Well, hello, hello. Welcome to my introductory podcast to give you a personal insight into a bit, getting to know a bit more about me. Okay, well, what am I currently doing? If you know me, I currently do too much. I'm trying to take things off my plate. I have a tendency to do, way too many things. So I'm active. I love lots of outdoors adventures with my family, from bushwalking to riding bikes, doing track training and all those fun things that they like to do. But anything adventurous is what I love to do. So that's what I'm currently doing. As far as being a mummy of 5 kids, I'm running around after them, doing all the lunch duties and washing and keeping on top of the house and whatnot, and also organizing meals and prepping all that sort of stuff, which I'm super excited to be sharing part of that journey as well. I'm also running currently an online business, which has seen my team grow to a significant amount of women and men in the cosmetic industry, which has been just a super fantastic journey over the last 2 years. I've just, basically uplifting and empowering and validating women from right across Australia and also internationally. So that's been quite an incredible journey, getting to know so many amazing women, going to conferences, and just really, it's really what started this self-development journey for me. So it's been, I can thank this company for teaching me so much and just making so many amazing friends, but I could talk to you about that forever. I will touch base on that at a later date. So that's what I'm currently doing. If there's anything else to add to that, or other than running a few Zumba and boxing classes with some awesome women in the community. Who am I? Well, basically that's a rundown. My name's Nicole Marie. Who else am I? I don't know. Other than a mum, I am a young mummy who's likes to stay healthy and loves to eat well, love to dance, love to dance, anywhere I am for that matter, in the kitchen. I've danced my whole life, and I'm at teacher's level for teaching. I did run a dance school for 3 years, which was just an incredible part of my journey, and part of my heart, and just fulfilling my dream to see children gain such confidence. And I've had many experiences across, from teaching school productions and whatnot. When I was at high school, we did musicals, Grease and Rocker Steadfords, helping choreograph all of that, but also running my own dance school. And we've had concerts for 3 years running, and then, as I said, also choreographing school items, which the highlight would have to be choreographing a year 6 item where there are about 15 kids and all bar 2 were dancers. And to see them gain that confidence and get on stage and absolutely smash it. They did so well. That was definitely a tear-jerking moment for me. So that's basically me, just being a mummy. I love to connect with other people. I love making friends. I love hanging out at my church with my church family. It's been such an incredible journey as well, which you'll hear at a later date. But yeah, that's me. I live in a small country town in Jindra on the outskirts of Albury. And we love just going on adventurous little walks and runs and bike rides and whatnot. You'll often see horses, often hear kookaburras, and yeah, just a lovely drive into town over the gap with all the beautiful scenery as well, and seeing the snow as you drive in, and also on your way out of a night time coming back home, you get to enjoy the sunset. So we're very blessed in where we live. We love it out here. Yeah, and it's really good for the kids as well. Okay, so after a little thought, I can't lie and say it was a lot of thought, I'm struggling to come up with something that is interesting about me. Okay, interesting. Past life, used to be a super limbo champ. Friends can vouch for that. I can tell you that they were at the days where I was at the pub. So I can tell you that the record, I don't know, quote me, 50 centimetres maybe. It was pretty low. How low can you go? What else? Love to rollerblade. Love to fly kites. Love to paint. I will get into that later in life. What else? I'm very adventurous. I love camping. Love eating sardines. I don't know if there's something else that comes to mind. I will definitely share with you. My goals at the moment, you know, my goals have shifted a little. I was going through a stage where I was definitely pursuing optimum health, body, soul, mind and spirit, which I still am currently on that track. So at the moment, I've just gotten over some pretty big physical goals of just basically keeping a healthy heart, and what does that look like in trying to fit that in and around being a busy mum. So that's been my recent goal. My children and I all were doing a bit of track training. So my eldest son's quite good at track athletics, 100 metres and 200 metres. So I was turning my hand to doing a bit of track. I don't know if that means I'll compete or not, but goals. I have big goals to become the best version of me. So I have been pursuing a lot of different personal courses in helping me to step out of my comfort zone and helping to heal from things that have gone on in my past sort of life, different things that I've had to get over, as we all do. The goals for the future are really stepping out into the unknown, embracing that fear, and really just wanting to connect with as many people as I can and share and inspire and motivate them with, yeah, some of my story. So that's my current goal, to see Arise and Shine grow into changing as many lives as it can, whether that's just through relating authentically to our stories or our vulnerability, or just being in the community group and really, belonging, feeling like they belong somewhere. So at the moment, my goal is to serve others in the best way that I can. What motivates me? Wow, what a question. You know, I come across so many people that cannot stress how much I motivate them, but I don't actually understand how much I motivate them, if that makes sense. I have just sort of reached a stage in my life where everything's flipped. It's gone from a real victim sort of mentality. Well, yeah, mainly my mentality is switched into what can the world and what can everyone give me? to what can I now offer and give the world. So since that's flipped, I've really become energized and motivated and found myself being able to do things that I would never be able to do. You know, I did take my hand at trying to do track training and trying to step into that next level of physical fitness and push my body past things, and I wasn't able to do it. And you know what? That was all to do with my mindset. Since my mindset switched, everything has just switched. So what motivates me is basically the levels in which I can now serve others. And once you see that start to change and have an impact on their lives, there's nothing in the world that motivates me more. And not only pursuing that for other people, but also my kids. You know, I'm here to leave a legacy for them. I'm here to make a change in the generations of my partner's past and family, and also my past and my family, and to just, you know, not that that was all bad, because it wasn't. It's made me who I am today, but I want more for my kids, and that all starts with me. So, yeah, that really motivates me to give them a better life. So what has inspired me to do a podcast? So basically, that's just a trickle and a runoff effect from what I just shared with you about how I'm here to serve. So, you know, so many amazing people have just come into my life in the last 12 months that have really shaped and shifted so much within me. And just that journey, the faith journey as well, has also just being on that for, you know, 10 years or so now, and really understanding that for what it is and being thankful that that's actually helped change my world as well. This has all just had a snowball effect where it's inspired me now to be able to share. My real passion is seeing lives changed, whether or not that goes down the life coaching path or not. It's definitely something that I aspire to want to know more about, or we'll just see where this little journey takes us. But podcasts are the best way I'm feeling at the moment to be able to share my heart in hope that it will inspire and motivate somebody else. What would I like to see from doing this? Whoa. I know the answer to that. I've had a night tonight where I've just reached out and connected with all of these amazing people that have, you know, supported us already on this Arise and Shine journey just by liking our posts. I've sent out connection messages to them, just thanking them for their support. And I have been absolutely overwhelmed today with love and support and kindness. The messages people are sending back already, and we've only done 2 podcasts, is just blown me over. Like, I have no words for the way this is coming back already to us. It, you know, I know that it's going to be not the easiest road. I know that there's going to be haters. But I tell you what, the messages that have come back just make this all worthwhile and just confirm that this is what we're called to do in this season. We will do it to the best of our ability, and yeah, we will just love and serve and grow as much as we can to be able to give our audience everything that they need to be better. So yeah, that's basically it. Okay. Next question. Life is all about love, joy, peace, and lots of fun. Good friends, good times. Yeah, one of my biggest fears, believe it or not, Yeah, I've always struggled to be able to come up with words to say. There will be a separate sort of podcast on that to share that journey with you. But that's definitely one of my fears. Also, people pleasing. I used to please other people and not so much myself. The most challenging thing for me in a rise and shine so far has definitely been getting vulnerable. In our recent self-love podcast, that moment was really challenging. It was a moment where I could step into the faith that everything was going to be okay to open my heart and share it or run the other way. And to be honest, at the start of the podcast, Em and Rangi spoke, which then went into my view. In that moment, I had to actually make a decision to either speak and be vulnerable or run the other way. So I am going to write a blog on that. But that's definitely been my most challenging thing. I've learnt so far that it's okay. It's okay to face the fear. It's okay to step out. And it's okay not to be perfect. I'm really starting to embrace that journey. It's been something that I've struggled with my whole life. And I mean my whole life up until, you know, probably 2 months ago that it actually became reality for me, or it became knowledge, which then once it's knowledge, you can source the information or the people or the help or the professionals you need to be able to help you get through that. That's definitely been what I've learned so far, that coming into community and connecting with people and asking for help, which I still struggle with. People can offer help, but to be able to ask for help is a totally different thing. So, yeah, that's what I've definitely learned so far. My vision for the future. To change and transform as many lives as I can through them experiencing at my very core with my heart open fully. To hear my story and really get you to understand that and to feel that journey as well. So, yeah, that's my vision into hope to change as many lives as I can through that. I wish for others to know that it's going to be okay. And I mean that sincerely from the deepest part of my soul and my heart, that no matter what you're facing today, it can be any addiction, it can be something you're going through in your family, it can be a marriage on the rocks, it can be an injury, it can be bullying, it can be feeling like you're not enough, it can be a single mummy going through anything. I'm here to tell you, excuse me, that it's absolutely going to be okay, and that day by day you'll get there, and to not be hard on yourself. So please feel free to reach out to us if you're in that state, because I can empathize with you and I'd love to be able to help you seek and just get a bit of an understanding on what professionals you might need, like I had to have in my life to get through those things. So, yeah, absolutely. I wish for you to know that it's going to be okay. What to expect from me? To be honest with you, I've been through some really hard times that have made me have tough skin. That's not a bad thing. It's made me who I am today, like I said, and I'm proud of who I am. But it's also made me shut off myself from society, from asking for help, from really exposing my heart. So I'm going to do my very best to get vulnerable and real with you and not try and make out that I am some perfect person, because sometimes I can portray that and I'm still learning and growing to get through that. So yeah, I'm going to try and be me at the core. I'm going to try and just be real, really, really be real. So that's what you can expect from me. And to just help you on this journey as much as I truly can. I want the very best for you in every area of your life. My life motto at the moment would have to be, okay, so for all of those friends of mine that actually follow my Facebook page, it's okay if you don't, but if you do, you would know that I absolutely love inspiring and motivational quotes. So for me, to narrow that down to one sort of life motto would be hard. So I'm going to give you my three most favorite quotes. Well, they do change. As the seasons change, they change. So bear with me. The first one is, go and love someone exactly as they are, and then watch how quickly they transform into the greatest, truest version of themselves. When one feels seen and appreciated in their own essence, one is instantly empowered. I absolutely love that for so many reasons. I might unpack that one day a bit more. Another one is, it's not who you are that holds you back. It's who you think you're not. You have everything you need inside to achieve everything that you've been called to achieve on this earth. So dream big. And there was another one. Self-love is the new relationship goal. No, that's when I just flicked through. Be soft. Do not let the world make you hard. Do not let pain make you hate. Do not let the bitterness steal your sweetness. One more. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. So thank you so much for listening. I have tried to do my best at this late hour to get everything that we need sorted and up and running. I no doubt will do another one at some stage, but for now, what you're hearing is what you're going to get, and hopefully you have enjoyed getting to know me a little bit better. I'm looking forward to connecting with more of you and getting to know all of you a lot better as well. So signing out for now, thank you for tuning in, and I will speak with you soon.